person. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is hard because, like, that 6 seconds of banter that happens,
yeah.
I have to turn so quickly.
Okay, well,
okay, we keep doing new banter.
Yeah, this is new banter.
Is this banter better than the old banter?
Banter.
This is great banter. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the Kiss and Tell cast. I am Scott Garner, one of your hosts, and with me, as is, you know, pretty usual, I have...
Corey Schmitz.
And...
Mario Damo.
And this week we're recording from my apartment, which is sort of a big, empty, echoey place. So it might sound like we're recording from the Bat Cave or a bathroom or something.
Or the Bat bathroom.
Or the Bat bathroom. We are not.
We're live.
We're live. We're actually not. This is pre-recorded. We are back. We've got more secrets. We got some feedback from old standbys, old favorites. And I'm jazzed to get started. We have a lot to cover today, so we kind of need to just dive in. You guys ready for this?
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. We're ready. I do want to give a quick disclaimer, and this may or may not be necessary. It may be totally obvious. But when we decided to start this show, we didn't really know how it would pan out or what would happen. We just thought that people would tell us our secrets and we'd sort of laugh at them. And that's kind of been the case. You know, on the we get the secrets, there's kind of two big categories. One, there's things that people just don't feel like they can say and they want to get it off their chest. And the other category is things that people are pretty proud of, but for whatever reason they can't say it. And I feel like in both cases we're doing a service to these people. You know, we're helping them get these air out these secrets. Somehow, though, along the way, kind of accidentally, we've sort of inadvertently been giving advice. And I noticed in looking at the iTunes reviews, there's been comments on the advice we give, which we hadn't really ever intended it to be that. But I'm willing to roll with that. I just want to drop a quick disclaimer that none of us are. In any way qualified to do that. So if you're comfortable from taking advice from just a couple dudes, we'll try to help you out.
Three dudes.
A couple of dudes.
What about me?
A couple of dudes and also Mari.
And a little boy.
If you're comfortable with that, we are so pleased to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've got a big overflowing mailbag this week, and we're gonna
it's so big.
I know. I don't know if we're gonna do this every week.
Big bag.
It is. We've got we almost have more feedback than secrets, and we may not do this every week, but we just want to let's just try to plow through it. We got some great ones. We got some old favorites, and Corey's here to just do it. Let's do it, Corey.
Rip it.
All right, we're going into the feed bag.
All right, the feed bag. Number one in the feed bag.
Number one. Okay, this is from Sprinkles, aka Pikachu Mask. He says, I have some very odd situations I've been involved in, sexually and non-sexually, and I appreciate this outlet to kiss and tell, so to say. Thanks. I once was dating this girl, and she brought me home some Panda Express. Oh, I like where this is going. I laid the box by the side of the bed, and we pretty much immediately started having sex, doggy style. I noticed she was using one arm to keep herself up and eating my Panda Express with the other. When she moaned, she had food in her mouth and some of it came out. I was totally grossed out, and we broke up a week or so later. I can't date rude girls who talk or moan with their mouth full of orange chicken.
That, yet another amazing communique from the Butter Sprinkles hand job guy. I know we want to breeze through these, but guys, any comments on this?
I like how it's a reflection of Seinfeld in real life, which is always good.
I like that it's all about the manners. I mean, it's not about the weirdness of eating. It was the fact that she was kind of chewing with her mouth open.
And letting it come out maybe onto him.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, well, he said, I can't date rude girls who talk or moan with their mouth full of orange chicken.
Oh.
It's like the eating was fine, which, you know, obviously food and sex is okay with this guy because...
I guess so. Know,
butter sprinkle hand.
Especially
job.
All right,
no, I didn't realize that.
So if she Chinese was, you know, politely... politely eating with her mouth closed. Let's go on to number two, which I have a thing or two to say about this one.
Okay. Number two. I sent in a secret a while ago about giving a blowjob in a parking lot, but you never discussed it. I feel cheated out of my vicarious thrill.
Okay, so just to go back to this email, I think it was actually the first week, maybe second. This young lady sent an email about how she'd given a blowjob to her SO in a parking garage. It was, I think, about 10 or 11 a.m. There were people around. She had to stop periodically and cover it with a newspaper. Yeah. And it wasn't a bad secret.
And cover the wiener with the newspaper?
Yeah, and it was a little tent. Or drew a little mustache on it.
It was a little confusing, the wording.
But. You know, but it was fine. It wasn't necessarily a bad secret. As we've said before, we can't really cover everything.
There are no bad secrets.
There are no bad secrets, only bad people. And
okay.
No, it was fine. And I didn't mean to exclude you or hurt your feelings. I want to come out right now. And for all blowjob related secrets that are headed our way, I have a pretty personal high standard for this kind of thing. And I mean,
for doing blowjob secrets.
Well, yeah. Cause in a dark parking lot is one thing, but I've done it in like a fully lit parking lot with just some fogged up windows. I've had it done, you know, not only, you know, the kind of canonical roadhead while driving, but I've also had it performed on me by the person driving, which is incredibly dangerous.
What? What?
What I'm saying here is that if you're going to, you're really going to have to work.
Wait a minute. How does that, what?
How
does that work?
Somebody works the pedals, the fella works the steering wheel. It's incredibly dangerous.
Mari's obviously never been to Tijuana before.
Wait, okay, but I thought, this person was driving, right?
No, these people were just sitting in a garage.
No, but you...
Oh, yes, the other person was behind the wheel, but leaning over.
Wait, so these
people
were in a car in a garage.
Yeah, so my point is, in all of this, is you are going to have to work.
I'm still confused.
Mari, this isn't about me.
Okay, fine.
This is about this person.
Fine.
And I guess the point is that you're going to have to work to impress me in that realm.
Like so, Butter Sprinkles.
Butter Sprinkles guy, that was impressing to me. So let's move on.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. We got another returner.
Okay, returner number 3. Hey, I heard you answered my secret in episode 2. I was the dreadlocks dude. Yeah, it was a white girl with dreadlocks. And she had dreads for like 6 years. Way too long for that type of lifestyle. Thanks, guys. You made my night.
So I just wanted to touch on that because we didn't know quite where to come down on the issue. Corey, did you just hit the microphone?
I did not.
Was it Mari?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't me. Corey was dragging a glass of water on the ground and the mic stand is on the same ground.
Hey, Mari, we're trying to do a show here?
Fine. Well, don't lie then.
So we didn't really know where to come down on this issue because we didn't know enough details. But I think six years, you're a dreadlock girl.
You're a juggalo.
It wasn't just a dreadalo?
A druggalo.
A druggalo?
You're drug lord.
It wasn't just a passing fancy. And I think then I have to come down on the side of the guy here that, you know, it was
red
this
hair.
Was a deep, dark secret.
Well, now I feel bad for this girl, though. He doesn't like her, obviously.
Well, maybe she'll learn in the future to lie.
Like
maybe she'll learn in the future to not do things that she did in her past. She'll learn to erase her past.
Yeah. I don't think I would date someone with dreadlocks currently, but like if you want dreadlocks, go ahead. I don't care. Just do it over there.
We're crap. Okay.
I want separate bathrooms for people with dreadlocks.
That's
and
fine.
People.
And different drinking vats. Yeah. Okay, let's
back
go
of the bus.
We got another friend back for number 4.
Hey guys, I'm the one who wore out, not down. Worst word choice ever on my part, the vibrator. On thinking about it, I think it was the half-life of the vibrator. It was a decent rabbit, spinny texture, clit stimulation combo, and I had had it for a couple years and used it semi-frequently, some months daily, some months once or twice. It was just a weird moment when I realized the motor kind of died. It was just a weird moment when I realized the motor died, kind of proud, kind of shameful. Also, I imagine this happens to other people, but I'd never heard anyone talk about such things. Sure, why would you? But I hear enough TMI on my regular day, and from my close friends that it seems like it would come up. Keep up the good work. P.S. Babeland should totally sponsor your podcast. That's where I got the vibe from in the first place.
See, that Babeland, it's a great place.
Good vibes.
Yeah, check it out. Great vibes. Quick comment on this. I mean, it is a weird thing that people don't talk about. It's like the first rule of vibrators is you do not talk about your vibrator. People just don't talk about...
What's the second rule?
You know what it is. Did you guys plan that?
No.
That was pretty amazing. I ran into kind of a similar thing.
With your vibrator?
Wait, what?
With your vibrator?
With your vibe?
No, with like when you break up with someone and you had a shared collection of these, these items.
I know what we're talking about. We're talking about Scott's toy box.
No, I don't have a box.
Scott's treasure chest.
It's not a stash. But
he calls it a battle chest.
My battle chest. No. Like, what do you do when you break up with somebody? Like, what's the appropriate etiquette for it? It's a weird thing. People don't talk about
it. Did you go splitsies on all the toys or
what?
No,
I don't know. Like, I mean, I ended up, okay, I don't know if we need to go into this, but I mean, I have, I ended up with the short end of the vibrator on a couple, on,
the short wait, end so of the vibrator. So what
would you do with these vibrators if you did get them? Would you give them to other girls?
No, teams? That's the weird thing. Like, you can't reuse it. You can't
exactly.
No, so what do you, there's nothing.
Oh, it just I goes see. To the girl.
That's well, I know, so? But, well, but if you're like on terrible terms.
That's like, that's a lot of money.
Well,
I mean, and
yeah, there's okay. nothing else you can do with it, though.
No, you can't. Or you like put it like hang it on the wall in your den like a defeated animal, like
a trophy.
Yeah, like a trophy. I don't know what.
These are all. This is my collection.
these are all terrible ideas.
Is it like the Playboy, like Hugh Hefner chandelier of panties?
Yeah, it's like
except
that, but it's
much
gross.
Much worse.
No, it's like those weird Eastern European chapels that are all made of bones. But it's all vibes. How about another feedback?
Wow. Okay. I like where the show is going. By the way,
yeah, it's going great. We're doing great.
All right. This is feedback number 5. Butt cleaning guy here. I haven't gotten any wipes yet, but I did use a tissue with a little water and bath soap to clean it up once, and I think it worked in a pinch. After using that makeshift method one night, I was getting intimate with the lady, and while she was giving me a hand job, her finger somehow made its way into my butthole.
Wait, that's
no,
not what
it says.
down by my butthole.
Down by my butthole.
That's just what I wanted it to say. I was worried at first, but luckily I had that soap tissue thing, so it was all good. Love the show, butt guy.
So I mean, the right main reason I chose this was for the moniker this fella chose for himself. It's butt guy.
I like how it went from butt cleaning guy to butt guy.
He's just regular old butt guy.
Nixie's just gonna be butt.
Well,
guy.
He's got a his butt's clean now, so he's not butt cleaning guy. He's just
butt guy.
He's a butt guy. moving on, and finally, I think Corey's gonna be pleased with this one.
Okay, feedback number 6. I have a major crush on Corey, and it makes me feel like a dumb fangirl.
So Corey, you see, the last couple weeks, Mari and I have gotten some letters, and here it is.
Who's this for? This isn't for me.
Well, that's the problem. It is. Your name is misspelled.
Yeah, so they must be talking about Corey Lewis.
It's probably Corey Lewis.
Corey Lewis.
So, friend of the show, Corey Lewis. This girl clearly has a crush on you and not Corey Schmitz.
Don't feel dumb.
Yeah.
That's fine. Hey.
Yeah, Corey Lewis is a nice dude.
No, Corey Schmitz. This is about me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe you sent it to yourself and intentionally misspelled your name to throw us off the trail.
To not feel lonely anymore.
To not feel lonely anymore.
I don't know. Because
you guys keep getting love messages.
I don't know if Corey knows how to spell his own name, though.
I don't know. It was a little weird. Speaking of those kind of messages, number 7.
Number 7. Scott, I think you're very handsome. Too bad I'm 15. Womp.
And I know we weren't going to include, we said we weren't going to include any more of these crush emails, but I was just so taken by the ending punctuation of this, that onomatopoeia, I guess, of just the womp.
Really good rhythm.
It does. Too bad I'm 15. Womp.
Yeah.
That, I can only say that according to the math of last week's show, I think when you are 29 and I'm 44, we'll be fine. So
maybe she's 16 now. Maybe she had her birthday since then.
Yeah, in the last 3 days, probably. So,
Sweet 16.
Great.
Hey, I think we should only include these crush emails.
Do you think we should just cut out everything else?
I love them.
Well, for you listeners, thanks for plowing through that feedback. We're still figuring out how we're going to do all this nonsense. Now on to the secrets. And if you will recall, at the end of episode 3, just 1 week ago, we sent out a request that you guys send in some secrets related to bullying or being a bully or being bullied, or specifically what we really wanted was good revenge stories on bullies. And I am pleased to say that we didn't get any of that. You really let us down. We got a couple bully emails, and we'll kick it off here. Marnie's got some secrets.
Sure. Secret number 1. I was a bully and a victim of bullying. I still think about what I've done to people, and it really kills me. There's so much I wish I didn't do. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What do you... Okay, just gut response. What's your gut response to this?
Well, I think this is our only email. Is that right? About bullying or anything related to that?
This is the one. You know, this is the one we picked.
Right.
This is
okay. Well, I don't. It's just. I think it fits nicely. Like it's. I couldn't ask for a nicer email than that.
Do you think it came from prison? Because we decided last week that I think all bullies end up in prison. So was this
dead by my hand,
or had been murdered by Corey? It was
with my baseball bat with a nail
in it. Yeah, it was my theory that all of the bullies ended up in prison or something. Well, I guess you know what. Let's. My take is I'm gonna be a big person about this, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna just visualize all of the bullies that I hated so much, and I'm gonna visualize right now that this email came from Hi-Hat, and that he. That Hi-Hat sat down at his computer, and it was just, you know, with tears in his eyes.
What kind of computer does he have?
Is
it like an old Windows machine?
Yeah,
like
something just...
Or like an old Apple?
I don't know what it is.
He has one of those, like, one laptop per child.
Probably. I have a really... This is
that he stole.
I have a pretty vivid imagination, but this is a difficult one for me to conjure. But I'm picturing kind of in like a Doogie Howser kind of style. Like he's sitting down, it's just this blue terminal with white text, and there's some sad theme music playing, and Hi-Hat is typing out this heartfelt email. So I want to say right now, man, I accept your apology, Hi-Hat. I forgive you on behalf of myself, on behalf of all of my friends that you were cruel to and tortured. Apology accepted.
I forgive you officially, in the name of the Kiss and Tell podcast.
And you, when you say that, you mean like in like almost like a papal sense, like
yes,
like you are sort of an envoy of God, and that you have delivered this forgiveness.
My son,
I just put my hand out, kind of, and said it. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's great. So don't tear yourself up over it. You're forgiven. Everything's fine. Just don't bully people anymore. How about the next secret, Mari?
Secret number two. My boyfriend is leaving for the Navy when we graduate. I feel like it's a huge pressure on our relationship. We only have so much time before he has to leave for 5 years. I'm really worried that I will want to break up with him, but feel too guilty. I don't do LDRs, but he's very loyal and would be willing to wait the 5 years. I'm not completely in love or ready to commit yet. I'm still in high school.
Well, we talked about these Lyndon D. Roosevelts last week, I think. And they're difficult. They're possible. You can do it if you're in it. But there's got to be, some kind of view on the horizon. And yeah, it's a 5-year term. But that's, I have to say, the 5 years that encompass the kind of
post-high school.
Yeah. End of high school, post-high school, early college. Like that's a big 5 years. And that's not a 5 years that I can really see you want to be tied up in.
I can't think of a worse 5 years to pick.
It really is. That your life will change so much, and his life is going to change. Like that is just upside down, revolutionary, crazy time. And there are so many people that I knew that came into college that had, like, the boyfriend or girlfriend back home that did not last long. I will just say that they made it, like, I think some of them maybe made it to that Christmas break when the person went home and then didn't have the guts to tell him. But I don't know that a lot of people made it through summer number one. So just keep that in mind. If you're already feeling like it's too big a deal or too much of a commitment, like, you're dating, you're not married, you're in a position in your life when it's a-okay to kind of put the brakes on things.
Can I get my 2 cents on this one?
Yeah, let's have it.
I say break up ASAP.
Well, and because the main thing is he's in the Navy, so he's just going to, it's just prostitutes, constantly.
And dudes.
It's just dudes and prostitutes. When you're in the Navy, it's about, what's the ratio? Like 5 weeks of dudes at sea and then 2 weeks on shore of prostitutes. Is that about the...
Here's my situation.
What kind of prostitutes? Dude prostitutes?
No, just lady or lady boys. Any kind? In Thailand, it's different.
I'm not completely in love. Like what? Get out of there.
That's basically marriage.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I mean, it's sweet. You guys are sweet. You guys are sweethearts. It's nice. I know you don't want to hurt him. He doesn't want to hurt you. But man, that is a topsy-turvy world, those 5 years you're talking about. And if you're going into college, things are going to, whoa.
And but if you're not in love, like, what is the point of even considering it?
Yeah, you need to talk to him. Be real. Somebody's probably going to get upset. But that's, man.
Totally not worth it.
Yeah, don't. That's a big thing that life is going to hit you with, is there are going to be so many times when it comes down to your happiness versus somebody else's. And it sucks that that's the case. Like, it'd be great if it was always like everybody's happy, everybody's sad. But sometimes your own personal well-being is going to depend on kind of making life a little sucky for somebody for a while. And I mean, it's you or them, and that sucks, but there it is.
They'll bounce back. Maybe he'll
go kill some terrorists.
He'll bounce back. Yeah. I mean, come on. He'll be fine. He's in the Navy. He's out there. He's a tough guy. It's fine. Speaking of boyfriends, Mari. Speaking of Mari, my boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. I really, really want to fuck my boyfriend with a strap on. I haven't brought it up seriously, though.
So I've got some advice on this. Should I start with my advice?
I hope it's not personal advice.
Go ahead.
No, it's surprise him.
Surprise him? Surprise.
Surprise bang.
Surprise bang. Yeah, it's called pegging, right?
No. Well, here it is. Here's the scenario I envision. The boyfriend comes home from work. He's had a long day. Maybe you cook him dinner. Put on some nice music.
Put on a nice dildo.
No. You don't want to rush into that. You don't go storming for the strap on. You get the nice dinner laid out. You serve him some wine.
What's for dinner?
Oh, like a nice
sausage.
Spaghetti?
No.
Oh, sausage. Yeah, just do it like the whole night. Like sausages and like really long candles.
It's something. Here's some things. You got to be careful because you're about to cram something into somewhere. And you don't. I guess you make anything you want, but nothing with peanuts. Because you don't want
what?
Or corn.
Where is this going?
Corn's fine, just no peanuts. So be careful with the dinner. I don't think you have to be too specific. You make him dinner, you serve him some wine, get him loose, you know, take him to bed.
Real loose.
Nice massage, run your fingers through his hair, sing him a lullaby.
Give him an enema.
Just when he's on the verge of sleep, just when he's starting to drift away into slumberland, bam. Ram it right in there.
Just so hard.
Yeah, that's
so
hard. That's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Well, you know what it's like? It's like the first time you go down to the lake to go swimming in the spring, and the water's really cold, and you know you've got like the option of like you can inch your way in and it's just killing you every second, or you can just bite the bullet and cannonball. That's my
thought. The same goes for raping your boyfriend.
The same goes for taking the old boyfriend from behind.
I think it's terrible.
Don't do that. Don't surprise him.
This is really bad.
Do not
I believe that's illegal in Sweden.
That's actually illegal in most places, I think.
I don't know. Maybe have this conversation with someone, because I think it's going to take a little bit of practice.
Well, here's a couple of issues. I mean, there's in any sexual relationship, there's going to be things that one person wants to try that maybe the other person's not so sure of. And there's some give and take, there's some compromises, particularly in this realm, because this is something that your boyfriend might see as like a major compromise to his masculinity and be really insecure about. But if it's just between you, you talk through it, you talk about how much you want it, maybe make a deal.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say.
A deal.
Like, it doesn't have to be super weird. And if you want, I mean, it sounds like you've maybe like joked about it a little bit, and maybe just to test the waters. Maybe that's not a bad plan. Test the waters a little bit. If you want to, I don't know, like you could maybe, I'm positive there's ways you can make it totally hot. If you can make it where he's into like the scenario leading up to it, even if he's not super into the idea, he's a good boyfriend. He's going to please his lady.
It's worth a shot. Yeah.
And I would say like go into it with some knowledge, like read a book or look at some websites and say,
I recommend
drop some
Savage
stats.
Love cast.
Savage Love. Can I also recommend Babeland?
I think
you can go to Babeland. You may not be in Seattle, but just find a reputable purveyor of quality adult goods. Not some sleazy place, but some, you know, like a nice adult toy store. They will have the products. They will probably even have some advice for you.
Definitely. They're going to want to sell you something, so
yeah, obviously. It's probably not as weird as you might think it is to want to do that. I think it's probably not that uncommon to want to do it. If you can bring it up, if you can talk to them about it, if you've got a healthy relationship, I think you can work something out.
Bam.
You got it. Mari.
I'm 17 and extremely worried that no one will ever want me because I'm somewhere stuck between A cup and B cup.
What do you guys think about this?
Well, I don't have boobs at all, so.
See, and people still want you, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
And Corey is like a D?
I'm a...
Corey's an E cup.
Corey's an E cup. And people want him as well. We keep coming back to this, and these emails, I have to say, kind of break my heart a little bit.
Yeah, it's super sad.
It's super sad. There's so, and I don't know what to say, but from my own experience, there are so many things that I dislike about my body that I can talk myself into thinking are like a deal breaker. Like, no one's going to.
Nuh-uh, shut up.
No, it's true. Like, I think everybody has these things that they're just insecure about.
Right.
And that in their mind, they can build it up to be this deal breaker. But the fact is it's that's just you. It's you're the one who's imposing that on yourself.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
There's I will come out right now saying that I am maybe it's because I'm about 49% gay, but I'm a big fan of slender gals with short hair and maybe not super stacked.
I'm completely in the same boat as
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think this is a kind of a rare gathering of boys who like girls who look like boys.
I don't even like big boobs that much.
And I think that's more common than you might think. And if you check out the runway, I'm not talking Victoria's Secrets, but I mean supermodels.
Yeah,
you're talking high fashion over here, right?
Yeah. So this is don't get so hung up on this. It's so sad when it happens, and it's
flaunt it.
Well, that's a big thing. Flaunt confidence, it. Be comfortable in your own skin. That is actually one of the sexiest things. If you're just super confident and comfortable in your own skin, that's way hotter than any given physical attribute. And I will have to say that like the dead end, like the end of the road for the kind of thinking you're in is Implantsville.
Don't do that.
And I have to, when I see a girl with implants, guess what I think? I don't think, oh, that girl has big boobs. I think she has weird plastic inside of her body.
I think that's disgusting.
And low self-esteem. And I mean, I don't want to come down on girls who have gotten implants, but that's the reaction you get from the same person is not, oh, big boobs, I'm completely fooled. It's, oh, those are fake. I don't know. Here's what I would say. You want some real advice? With anybody, there are things about their appearance that they're not going to like. And those things are going to fall into two categories. There's things you can change and there's things you can't really do much about. You know, if you're a little heavy, maybe you can lose a little weight. If you've got bad breath, yeah, get some mouthwash.
Mints work too.
Get some mints. If you're dealing with this boob thing, there's not a ton you can do except, you know, maybe hit some push-ups.
And you just can love yourself.
You can love yourself. Push-ups. If you really want to feel proactive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're a lady, you can do push-ups, build up the pectoralis, major and minor, beneath the boob. It will push the boob out a little bit. There's a little pro
boob
tip.
Push-ups.
Boob out.
Yeah, boob push-ups. Listen, I'm a fan of small breasts. So you're coming to the wrong place if you're looking for...
Yeah, same here.
It's more about how you present yourself, I think.
It is. So don't...
Yeah, I also think a lot of guys just don't really care that much about...
Realistically, say like 99% of the time, it's like, hey, boobs. All like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. Cool. That's boobs. Yeah.
Boobs are great. And you've
more
got
of a face them. Guy.
You've got some boobs. Are you a face guy?
I'm a face guy. Yeah.
So if what do you think about a girl who's got like, who's stuck between an A face and a B face?
I like that.
You do. That's the area.
We like A grade and B grade.
Yeah.
No, they have like a really small face.
it's a petite face. Oh. They've got a very
early flat face.
They got small face.
You know, speaking of this body dysmorphia, we've got another email here.
I'll read this one. I'm still having trouble with bulimia, and I haven't told my therapist.
Well, was it weird that Corey just jumped into that?
A little bit, Corey. Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Man, here's my problem with this. It's not the. I mean, you've got a problem. You clearly recognize it, but you know, not telling your therapist, that's just shooting yourself in the foot. There's no.
It's a lose lose.
That's ouch.
That's an ouch. Yeah. You got. And I can't. I mean, cross the board here. I think talking to people about the problems you have is such a good way to get things into perspective. And I mean, if you've got something that's just eating away at you, talking to friends, talking to a school counselor, a therapist, whatever, whether it sounds stupid or not, like talking about things will help you frame it. And
it can do no harm.
It can do really like you talk to your counselor, talk to whoever. But if you're not going to, if you're going to go in and not tell your therapist, man,
you're wasting your money.
You're wasting
in your life.
And also you're kind of like, geez, that's, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice doubly. Because man, on the one hand, you got this problem, and then on the other hand, you're actively trying to hide it from somebody who wants to help you.
We want you to be healthy.
We want you to be
that's
healthy.
That's all that Kiss and Happy. Tell Cast wants.
We do. We really do.
Healthy like, listeners.
And I mean, it's great that you told us. Maybe, and it could be one of those things that's a start. That like, yeah, it could be one of those things that now you're like, man, I've been lying to my therapist for 3 weeks, and now I'm going to come out. Your therapist is not there to judge you at all. Like, you're not...
Yeah, he's not going to get mad, or she.
He or she. Your therapist is not someone you want that's, you know, you're there to impress or whatever. And if anything, maybe like you come out saying, I'm still having trouble with this, is a good sign to them that they need a new tactic. So I don't, dude, get over there. Tell.
That's their whole purpose.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Your therapist is just this friend that is not going to judge you, but is also not probably going to go super easy on you and will tell you what you need to hear. So don't keep those secrets. It's great that you realize that you've got something you need some help with, but be open to that help, please.
Next question?
Oh, yeah, next question.
Or next secret. I'm sorry.
It's a secret.
You're the cutest boy ever to be at my school, and I know you look at me, and I look at you too. Let's date, please.
Oh, so cute.
This is a first.
So, is it?
So, yeah.
In what way?
Because someone has just fully circumvented us.
Yeah, they just went straight past us. They're using us.
We're just a vehicle. We're just a platform that this person is using to deliver this message. I was kind of flabbergasted.
I assumed it was for one of us again.
The audacity of this email.
Are you?
I thought it was like we've all been to a school.
No, it's about a boy at her school. I believe.
I totally read this, Mari, as this is a message to somebody. Which this is great. I don't know. We've had all these emails where we've been like, you know, just tell him, and it's like she's trying it out on us. She's practicing.
Either way, this is like the cutest way to write a sentence without using any commas.
I know.
It's like you're so excited.
It's a run-on sentence.
It's a run-on love sentence.
So listen, secret person, if this is like a trial run to see how this is going to work, we are both, or the three of us, we are just enchanted.
We're all smitten.
We are all smitten kittens. We could not have done a better job.
Meow.
Can you read it one more time, Mari? Read it to me like just read it to me.
Scott? You are the cutest boy ever to be at my school. And I know you look at me, and I look at you too. Let's date, please.
That is so darling.
If you had little puppy dog eyes in that, it would just be overwhelming.
I kind of view it as like, she made it first period, she was like working up the courage. Second period, she's like, oh, she almost had a chance to talk to him, but she couldn't because of that idiot Stacy was talking to him. And then
fuck Stacy.
Fourth period, it's like she's going to explode, but they have a test. And then finally, it's lunch, and she just runs up to the guy and in one breath says, you're the cutest boy ever to be at my school, and I know you look at me and I look at you, so let's date, please.
Okay, I imagine it as something written on the tiniest piece of paper ever.
That's been folded maybe 300 times.
Hey, Scott, did you have five periods before you went to lunch?
I don't actually remember. I think so. I think fifth period. And
each class is like 20 minutes long.
It was Texas. It was not.
Isn't everything big in Texas? So the periods are really long?
No, it was actually 5 days. Oh. Periods were a day.
And you finally got to eat a huge lunch.
The fifth day, you ate a 72-ounce steak.
And Texas toast.
And a lot of Texas toast. We are so charmed by this. If this was your practice run, you nailed it. You go out there, go to school tomorrow, and just hit this guy with it.
Because, you go, girl.
Yeah, if he's
worth punch him in anything, the face and then say this to him.
Yeah, while he's kind of dazed a little bit.
Yeah. But I still think it was written for one of us because it says, you're the cutest boy ever to be at my school. So it sounds like this person has graduated.
Maybe it's someone from Cornish.
Do you think it's someone who's still... Well, wait, it could be that they're still at the school and we have since graduated.
Right, that's what I assumed.
Man, then that just means it's another one of those, you know? It's another one of those.
Oh, you guys just got to tell us who you are.
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. If
you never know what'll happen.
If this is to one of us and you actually want to go on a date, I think... Really, any of the three of us would probably go on a date with you.
Probably.
Maybe. I mean, if you're a cutie.
As long as you're not 15, womp.
Womp. And we will test you to make sure you are between an A and a B cup. Anything larger, and we will have to renegotiate.
Or an A and B face.
A and B face. Mari, what do we got?
Sometimes, instead of taking the subway home at night, I will walk all the way home by myself and tell people I took the subway. I don't live in a place where that is safe. I walked like 4 miles last night, and I'm proud of that, but I'll have to keep it secret until the day I die.
That's so cool.
That's scary.
Or is this like the weirdest thrill-seeking behavior you've ever heard of? You have like, you know, you have motorcycle guy, you have skydiving guy.
Late night subway person.
Yeah. Is that, I mean.
Late night not subway person. Super,
you know, if this makes you feel empowered and it makes you feel good about yourself, that's awesome. Go for a long walk. It's great.
Do you think they like the thrill, or do you think they like the night?
They're just the walk, the
experience,
the city at night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mari and I are big fans of long walks.
I am too.
Long walks on the street.
Same goes for bike rides too.
Yeah. It can be pleasant. If that's what it is, all more power to you. If it's like a thrill seeking thing.
That's kind of weird.
It is a little, it's fine. Just be safe.
Please get some mace or something.
Yeah. I would feel better. I would feel better. I wouldn't worry about you. And I would be able to sleep at night if I didn't have to worry about you out there, you know, pounding the pavement every night.
Do you know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is?
You've got us all worried. Staying up.
We are worried.
Listen, I've got work in the morning.
I don't have time to deal with
this. Here's your punishment. Get five people to download the podcast and review it on iTunes.
Is that a punishment?
That's a gift. That's a pleasure.
That's a gift. That's a pleasure. Listen, if this makes you feel good, I don't know. Everybody's got little weird things that make them feel like king of the world. Whatever it is, that's if you're getting something out of this, that's fine. Just please be safe.
Yeah, it can still be fun. It can and still be safe. Fun.
And think of how much more exhilarating it will be when you've got to mace somebody.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So enjoy that. And although it was a little weird to me that she ends it with, I will have to keep it a secret until the day I die, which is tomorrow. Because,
if she keeps up at this rate.
Yeah, if you keep it up.
Oh, like, God.
You won't have to keep this secret very long when you're murdered by a hobo. please be safe. That's all. You know, go out.
Go out and camouflage so no one can see you.
Oh, excellent idea.
I kind of want to go on late night walks now too, so I can mace someone.
Do you guys want to do that? Actually, you know what I've heard?
They call us the Night Walkers.
Here's what I've heard, and here has what I've heard this a number of times, and it has worked for me. There is no greater deterrent for this kind of scenario than to just seem like you're totally natural, totally confident, like you belong there. And that is completely true.
Yeah, don't like walk briskly, like super fast, like you're freaked out.
Just walk confident with a gun in each hand.
With a gun on each hip.
With a bloody like murder weapon.
Twirling your guns. No, I think that's very true. There's no deterrent like confidence. And I think
I thought you said confidence was attractive.
It is attractive, but
you're sending me mixed signals here.
Predators.
You will attract me and then I will be deterred. No, and I have some limited experience with this. I used to live in Chicago for a while.
Chi-town.
And I lived very near Cabrini
Kanye
Gardens,
West.
Very near Kanye West. Oprah. We were basically neighbors. No, and I lived, and I would go on late night walks, and I would sometimes foolishly walk into an area where I clearly should not have been. And in Chicago, the way you know those areas is there's a giant flashing police light on the telephone pole, and cameras pointed everywhere. And it's like an alert to say that you will probably die. And these are preemptive lights and sirens for when you are murdered.
Death lights.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I found myself in those places a number of times just kind of foolishly. Not the smartest thing I've ever done, but you just gotta, you know, keep walking, keep bopping along to your music, look like you belong there.
And do the walk and bop.
The best thing you can do is avoid these situations, but if you're gonna be in a neighborhood like that, you know, Do what you can, right?
Everybody? Yep, yep, yep.
How about another one? What do we got here? More boyfriends?
Yeah, lots of boyfriends. I left my previous boyfriend because I fell for someone else. I feel like I didn't do the right thing.
So what would have the right thing have been? Kill your boyfriend?
I just keep thinking do the right thing for some reason. The spikely joint. Just do the right thing, whatever that is. Do it.
You know, that's what are you going to do in that scenario?
Go with both of them.
Go out with both of them?
Yeah.
Probably the worst possible advice.
Yeah, whatever. It happens. He's probably over it. And if he's not, he'll get over it.
I've done that several times.
You left your boyfriend?
To your boyfriend?
No, girlfriends, you guys. Real mature.
You're the mature one. Jeez.
Actually, that's like, it was a pattern for a while.
What's that called? A daisy chain or a leapfrog?
It's called trading up.
Yeah, trade it up.
Trading up.
No, listen, it's not, it's again, like we mentioned earlier, sometimes you're going to hurt some feelings, but here's how you know, handle it like an adult and minimally. One, you know, you let them down easy. You maybe don't mention that you're leaving them because you fell for someone else. You end it as nicely and gracefully as you can, but you end it. The bad thing to do is to get mixed up with this new dude, keep stringing along the old dude. That is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, you just gotta cut that old dude off.
Yeah, and it's gonna hurt, and he's gonna be upset. But I mean, that's better than you. I don't really know what the alternative would be. Like you just fake along and.
Yeah, don't feel. I mean, feel a little bad, but it's not. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's love.
And this person will be happier afterwards.
Yeah, it's gonna work out better. And I mean, this. It's such a like, you know, what comes around goes around thing. There's sometimes when you're the jerk, there's sometimes when you're the person who's, you know, being the jerk. There's some times when you're getting left behind. That's just kind of how life goes. And you can't get too hung up on it, unfortunately. I mean, it would be great if it didn't have to be that way, but man, this stuff's complicated. This is complicated stuff.
And if you didn't do it, you'd always be wishing you did it too.
That's the difficult. And actually, that is a good, Corey, great segue.
Well, I just watched a film about this last night.
Did you? What was it
called? Blue Valentine.
Oh, well, that's actually a good segue, I think, into the next.
Yes, it is. You
know, Mari.
Secret number 9. I haven't spoken to my ex-girlfriend in over a month, and it's been really difficult. I miss her. I don't sleep well because I'm up thinking about her, and I cry about her sometimes. I broke up with her because I felt like the relationship had run its course. We dated for a year and a half, and I wanted to try being alone for a while. Maybe try relationships with other people because she was my first and only, so far, serious girlfriend. It wasn't that either of us fucked up. Anyway, that was 6 months ago, and now I'm on the other coast, and I don't know what to do. I still feel like there's stuff I want to do as a single guy, yet every experience I've had with girls since has been painful. I don't know. ...
Well,
man, that's life.
That's a big bowl of life.
Yeah, that's a big bowl of life cereal.
Can I drop something here?
Life cereal. The delicious cereal for breakfast and dinner.
Did you get paid for that?
Yeah.
Have you been like...
Mari's been secretly hoarding checks from
life cereal.
Yeah. I thought you meant checks, like the cereal.
Yes.
please continue with the seriousness. Sorry.
Please keep sending us checks, and Mari just gets checks mix. Here's what I have to... And, you know, this is tough. This is more of that tough love stuff. And it sounds like you've got a little bit of a broken heart. And just because you weren't the one that was dumped, I mean, sometimes you can end up... I mean, even if you initiate it, man... You can still get that broken heart. And I have, I don't know if this is the time or place. Can I drop a little bit of my own personal wisdom?
Drop it like it's hot,
man. Drop it like it's hot.
Here's what I've learned about having a broken heart. Having a broken heart, and this is a million-dollar analogy. I don't think you're going to hear a better one. Having a broken heart is exactly like having the hiccups. It's obnoxious. It disrupts your life. Every person around you thinks they have some kind of cure for it. None of them work. It's garbage. Hiccups are over when the next hiccup doesn't come. And that's just how it is. Heartache is over when the time comes when you
the next heartbeat
person.
Doesn't come.
No, when
you're dead.
When the next thought of that person comes and it doesn't hurt. And that's just how it is. And
that's very true.
Whatever you do to try to speed it up, you can try to distract yourself. It will just play out of its own accord, just like hiccups. You can do all this stuff, stand on your head, all that nonsense, but it's gonna have to run its own course.
Yeah, and we've all been through this multiple times.
And you live, and I mean,
and being single rules, especially for
especially for Corey,
you get to sit on your couch and play video games for way longer than you're supposed to, and
no one tells you to go to bed.
Yeah,
you can eat whatever you want.
This is the summer of you.
Listen, I will say, it sounds like you're still hurting for this gal, and now she's far away. You're not sleeping well. This is not the time or the place, but I will say that I'm still shaken up over something like this.
You got the shakeups.
I got the shakeups. I still got the broken heart. I still have the hiccups, is what I will say.
He's got the shakes.
And it's been 2 years. It's a long case of the hiccups. And I don't know when my hiccups will go away. However, I can't offer you a lot of solace in that department, but I can look over at Mario Domo, who caught a case of the hiccups about the same time as me.
Yep.
And it appears to me that his hiccups have all but disappeared.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Scott and I went through breakups like 2 years ago.
They both went through the record longest hiccup sessions.
Oh, God, we were so bad.
Scott, I'm still bad.
Scott used to just sleep in my bedroom for the whole day, and I'd cook him dinner, and then we'd go to sleep in the same bed and just had to take care of each other, which we couldn't do.
Is this TMI?
It's probably TMI. Listen, I was in a bad shape. Mari looked after me. The point is...
I looked at you.
Corey looked at me. Yeah. The point is my hiccups are still going. They're further spaced than they were, but they're still there. Mari, his hiccups are gone. So you got these hiccups. You can try to talk to her about it. I don't know if that's really going to solve anything. You can keep trying, you know, try what you're trying. I totally know what you're talking about. Like, you know, trying to go out there with new girls, but it's just...
It doesn't feel the same.
It just isn't right.
Yeah.
And there's not a magic wand. There's not a magic rule. You just got to wait for those freaking hiccups to go away.
And you don't know how long it's going to be.
You don't know how long it's going to be. Here's what I...
But when you know, you know.
Well, and maybe what I can say is this, is worrying about it is just going to make it worse. You got to try to find some things that, you know, that are your things that you do on your own, hang out with your pals, play those video games or work on those projects.
Listen to those podcasts.
If you can, the art of it. This is where art comes from. If you take that and make something.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. You're now an artist. Like, that is, you know.
That's the best.
It's a pretty common notion that art doesn't come from happiness. And if you can take this and turn it into a song or something, go for it. Because
it makes art so much better, too. Like, country songs and certain rap CDs.
Yeah, everything.
And Cirque du Soleil.
They just speak to you.
Movies, everything. It's do what you got to do. Take it one day at a time. It's not going to magically get better. I'm not here to lie to you. Those hiccups are going to be obnoxious. But man, just you've got this thing in your life that you can't fix. You maybe look at your life and see the other thing. And that is, it's such a classic reaction of like, oh, it's time to hit the gym, new outfit, whatever. And that may sound kind of hokey, but it's not so bad. You know, you look at this part of your life that's kind of a mess and you say, I can't do much about that now. I'm just going to let it play out. And I'm going to look at the parts of my life that could maybe use a little work and just focus on those. And you get, here's the double bonus from that. You ready for the double bonus?
Yeah.
Double bonus is, one, you get that other problem licked. And when you meet a new gal who's awesome, you're even better than you were. Like, yeah. In the process of healing, you've improved. And now you're this new and improved dude.
It's not just healing, but it's like self-improvement.
Yeah. So I guess the point is try to focus that in as positive a way as you can. I'm not the guy here that's going to sit here and tell you that everything's going to be okay because it's probably going to be sucky. But that's the suckiness is part of life too. So you got to just make of it what you can.
Take that energy and just put it into your game on the court.
Put it into your game. Take it to the court. That's great advice. Corey, we got one more secret.
Number 10. On the countdown. Sometimes I masturbate to naked pictures of myself. I'm a guy. I consider myself straight otherwise. Is this weird?
So back to the guy with the broken heart. If you need ways to build your self-confidence.
Masturbate to pictures of yourself.
What do you guys think of this?
It's super weird. But it's not like... Yeah, it's just weird.
So, I mean, on the surface, I would admit that it is somewhat narcissistic.
It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad.
But on the other hand, I'm like, man, way to go. I wish I had the confidence to look at myself and be like, I'm giving myself a boner.
Good. Yeah. That's like, is a no nice one else good enough for this confidence person? Thing.
Well, look, I mean, there's Mare is endlessly annoyed by this, but there's times, you know, you've been hitting the gym, you look good, that you're like, man, I'm looking pretty good.
I'm not. Why am I annoyed by that?
You hate it when I never like, take good. A picture of myself.
No, I don't know. It's just
I do, you know, occasionally I'll take a picture of myself and I'm looking pretty good and just as like a gift to my future self to say like, hey man, you look pretty good for a while. Way to go.
I think it's more of like the camera phone angle kind of thing.
Is that
you know what I mean?
No,
like
no.
The mirror camera phone thing.
No, that's a different thing. Don't do but if you're gonna masturbate to naked pictures of yourself, make them higher quality. Take some nice photos. I mean, don't sell yourself short.
I don't think it's super weird.
No, it's not weird. I guess if you're worried about this, Corey, what do you think about this right now?
I just think it's straight up weird.
Okay, and Mari, you think it's okay?
I'm kind of confused about how he's looking at pictures of himself.
He took a picture of himself. Like,
took a picture, printed it out. And then
you think computer.
And then looks at it?
You or think he's going through unnecessary steps? Like, you think he could just cut out the middleman and just, like, stand in front of the mirror?
Yeah, why isn't there a mirror involved?
Or just look down at your boner, because it's just right there.
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
It's right in front of you. It's right in front of your eyes.
Sometimes I masturbate to my boner.
Maybe he can't see his boner.
I don't know what to make of that. Listen, I don't think this is... I have, I guess, two comments. If you are worried that this is weird, which... There are way weirder things out there. Like, don't worry way too much weirder. About it. If you want to get to the bottom of it, I think you need to just take a second and try to figure out what aspect of it you have sexualized. You know, like, what part of it is sexy to you? Is it the look of you naked? Is it like the notion that you're doing something kind of dirty? Is it the kind of narcissistic thing? Is it, you know,
it's, see, all those reasons make sense.
They're fine, and I don't think there's a yes or no, this is bad, this is good. It's just it's what you're into. But I do think that maybe you can look at it and see, like, maybe you can learn something about yourself. Maybe you can say like, oh, this is what I find sexy. And then you can take that and build on it and explore that in a way that maybe you're not, that you're more comfortable with. It is a little narcissistic, but I think that's fine. I don't think
that's what masturbation kind of is.
It sort of is in the end. Like and masturbation, if nothing else, it's me time. You know, it's you and your thoughts.
And these are taking sexiness. It to another level.
Yeah, I mean, it's any way you look at it, it's you. Like, if you feel, I don't know, I don't think it's weird. It's if this is what you do to the exclusion of any sexual interaction with another person, like, maybe that's a little weird. Like, if this is the
only... like, super affecting your
the rest of your sex life. If this is the only way you can get off, what is there an image that comes to you guys' mind? Because there is an exact image that comes to my mind.
I think of American Psycho.
That is exactly what I think of.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a while. Where does he do that?
Yeah, well, Christian Bale's hitting this girl from behind, uh-huh. And while he's doing it, he's looking over in the mirror, and he like kisses his bicep and winks at himself while flexing.
Okay,
it's awesome. So if that's
the most narcissistic thing of all time.
Well, it's, you know, like people have mirrors in their bedroom sometimes. Not a lot of people, but some people.
No, I am a. Hey, mirrors are awesome. I'm a huge proponent of mirrors. Typically, I mean, I'm using the mirror not to necessarily look at parts of myself, but maybe parts of the other person that aren't visible. Yeah. But I don't want to tell you your job. If you're into that, if you haven't seen American Psycho, look at that scene because I think it's great. And that's exactly what I'm picturing. And so, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I think I like this email. I'm glad you confessed it to us. I don't think it's weird. I think maybe... Oh, you know what I just thought of?
No, I don't know.
I just thought of this in relation. Remember the girl last week that didn't want to share naked pictures of herself online? If anyone's ready for a long distance relationship, it's this guy because he's totally fine by himself. So all of you girls who are worried about, okay, we've had a lot of people that are one, worried about long distance relationships, two, worried about online relationships. Hook up with this guy because I think he's got it all.
Yeah, hook up with this person that we have no idea who it is.
He's obviously a great guy. And he's not going to pressure you into sending naked pictures because he's got his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need you.
He doesn't need you. So that's our 10 innings. Our 10 emails.
Mm-hmm. You say 10 innings?
Our 10 innings.
It's the 10th frame.
The 10th inning stretch.
And Corey won.
And Corey's the winner. Corey, we forgot to do this last week, but what's the Corey pick of the week?
Oh, the pick of the week. The pick of the week...
Pick of the litter.
It's totally the A cup, B cup.
Is it? Because you want that girl to know that we think she's a hottie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're a hottie. Don't worry about it. Mari, I believe you had some show notes and shout outs or something you want to
Yeah, read? We recently got a follower on our Twitter account, which is @kissandtellcast. Mari? Naomi, is her name.
I was so weird when I saw that because I thought it's another Mari.
Yeah, she has a very similar name to me. Mari Naomi. Anyway, she has a book coming out called Kiss and Tell. And I read some of her comics and they're really good. And I was following her before she followed us.
Did she name her book after their show?
No, she didn't. I had talked to her earlier this year, or last year, I guess, about how I was really jealous of her name, of her...
So and she just thinks Mari stole the name.
She thinks you stole it.
I pretty much did. Her Twitter account is @MariNaomi, and her book drops March 15th, 2011, wherever books are sold.
That's love. Corey, is just a little shout out.
Okay. Yeah,
we got a little shout out to our bros.
Okay.
As long as we're giving out shout outs, have a shout out to Schmeet. Can we finally get that?
Schmete.
We tried to.
I think it's Schmeet.
Schmeet. I feel like that's a fake meat that I've heard before.
Schmeet.
Schmeet. Like from a cartoon or something. We've actually tried to give a shout out to Schmeet in the past, and unfortunately it always falls in a segment that gets cut. So I'm probably going to cut this. But once again, we've at least tried to do it. Mari, do you have any more show notes?
His Twitter account is @Schmeet. S-C-H-M-E-T-E.
Or in the Queen's English, according to Corey, Schmete.
Schmete.
Did I say his Twitter name right?
I don't know.
I mean, did I spell it right?
Probably.
We'll just tweet it.
Yeah, we'll tweet
whatever.
It. Any other show notes, Mari?
That's it for me.
Corey, did you have anything you want to talk about this week? Any comments? Anything like that?
Thanks for being so great.
Yeah, actually, particularly, thank you everyone who's left an iTunes review. We have had some stunningly nice really amazing iTunes reviews.
Hey, can we shout out everyone that gives an iTunes review? Because just to encourage people.
I don't know if we should, maybe we should, like, next week just wrap them all in together into a beautiful package.
Yeah,
yeah, but let's do that.
We really appreciate that. It is so nice to read that, and it is helpful to us to, like, you know, go in and hit the star rating if that's all you have time for. We appreciate that. But if you have time to write up a review for us, we are so super appreciative.
If you do a written review, we will give you a special shout out next episode.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so please do. It's super nice. Please read the ones that are there. They're incredibly amazing. Tell your friends about the show. Retweet. We are always looking for more listeners. I mean, we do this because we like it, but we want people to hear it. Right, guys? I mean, that's what makes it. That's the point.
That's the only thing I care about.
Yep.
We've got, I mean, what do we got? We got Twitter. We got at Kiss and Tellcast. We've got the website, kissandtellcast.com. Yeah, I think that's it. Anything else, fellas?
Next week is Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I almost totally forgot about that. Next week is Valentine's Day. And we want to do a special, if you guys got to play along or we can't do it. We want to do a special Valentine's episode of the show. Anything Valentine's related. Send it, like, whatever. Best Valentine's, worst Valentine's, creepiest, hottest, whatever. Give us your Valentine's secrets. We will record an early show on Saturday, so get them in quick and try to have the podcast up on Monday, ready for Valentine's. And I don't know.
You can listen to it with your partner.
Yeah, I can't think of anything sexier.
Or alone. With ice cream.
You can listen to it alone, masturbating to pictures of yourself. You can listen to your boyfriend while you pound him from behind with a strap.
Or you can listen to it alone, masturbating to pictures of us.
Also fine.
With butter and sprinkles.
Yeah, this is all fine. So please send in those Valentine's secrets. Retweet, tell your friends, review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sending it. We'll be back next week. That's it. Bye.
I want to tell you.